This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
استقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين. لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين. إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون. فما يكذبك بعد بالدين؟ أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين؟
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين؟ فذلك الذي يدعو اليتيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين. فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون، الذين هم يراءون ويمنعون الماعون.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. اللهم أنت السلام السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم إني على ذكرك. لا إله إلا الله. بسم الله أعوذ بالله اللهم صل وسلم على نبينا محمد 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 اللهم صل وسلم على اللهم صل بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد ربي شرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربنا زدنا علما يا كريم last time we were discussing in the Quranic character we discussed about ulfa or which is you know having a very affectionate connection within the community, within yourself and your home and household and everyone. We gave ourselves two examples. So we talked about ayat from the Quran, right, where we said that, you know, even if Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not anyone else, if Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was to spend the entire treasures of this world to unite the hearts and to create affection and love and bond, he would not have been able to do that. Right? And then Allah says, وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ أَلَّفَ بَيْنَهُمْ Allah is the one that made that connection. There's a very powerful story that is mentioned in our books. This is in reference to ulfa, and this is very, very relevant to most of the da'wah scene, right? Where you might have ikhtilafat, you might have differences. It is mentioned that, you know, there was a scholar by the name of Yunus ibn Abdullah. And he was a very, very famous scholar. And he was a very top student of Imam Shafi'i. وَاخْتَلَفَ يُونُسْ مَعَ أُسْتَاذِهِ الشَّافِعِي So there was a mas'ala. And because Yunus was quite smart, he fundamentally disagreed with Imam Shafi'i on a mas'ala. فَقَامَ غَاضِبًا وَتَرَكَ الدَّرْسَ وَرَجَعَ لِبَيْتِهِ So he got so upset with his teacher, Imam Shafi'i, he got up and he's like, you know what, it's okay. I just need space. I'm going to leave. He went home. وَفِي اللَّيْلِ ذَهَبَ إِمَامَ الشَّافِعِي لِبَيْتِ يُونَسِ In the middle of the night, Imam Shafi'i goes to Yunus's house. And he says to him, فَقَالَ لَهُ يَا يُونَسِ تَجْمَعْنَا مِئَاتِ الْمَسَائِلِ Hundreds of edicts and issues we're all united upon. وَتُفَرِّقُنَا مَسْأَلَةً And just one issue that you have with me, we separate because of one dispute, one ikhtilaf. يَا يُونُسْ لَا تُحَاوِلَ الْإِنْتِصَارِ فِي كُلِّ الْإِخْتِلَافِ Do not try to win every ikhtilaf. Every dispute, every difference of opinion, don't try to win over it. This is golden words from Imam Shafi'i, that you're not going to win every ikhtilaf. Right? Especially if the ikhtilaf is with your wife. Right? I'm from the 2%, so I win all the ikhtilafs. Right? Agreed, right? Yeah. Wasif uncle agrees with that. Huh? 0.5. Yeah, alhamdulillah. Right? So ikhtilaf, when it comes to those matters, don't try to win every ikhtilaf. فَأَحْيَانًا Sometimes, كَسْبُ الْقُلُوبِ أَوْلَى مِنْ كسب المواقف. Sometimes, if there's an open argument happening between the two individuals, right, it is actually better that you lose than you win that moment, because in losing you might win the heart. Now, one important part we need to understand here: this hadith or this reference, or there's a secondary reference that is generally given, which says, where Imam Shafi'i said that, oh, by the way, if you ever hear a statement from me that is opposite or in contradiction with the statement of Hadh al-Qabr, of this person, i.e. Prophet ﷺ, in the Qabr, then take my words and throw them on the wall. Whether it is this argument, this discussion, or that discussion of Imam Shafi'i, keep in mind, those discussions are not taking place in front of an awam. It's not a general conversation. This is a very specific conversation with his top student, who is probably more knowledgeable than any scholar alive today. So he is telling him that, right? Many people will read this and they say, oh, yeah, by the way, so that means ikhtilaf is valid. And now we can, as it was the case, like, you know, on Sunday, you know, there was an ikhtilaf, there was an issue. But again, I tried explaining to the brother after the breakfast. He didn't understand. And at the end of it, it was like it was a very reactionary thing that, you know, if this is the issue and this is your position, then after this, there will be no salam outside between you and me. I said, Habibi, that's your choice. That's not my choice. Like, I can't, you know, i.e. this is not your field. You're a computer programmer. You should hold your ikhtilaf because you're not the person of this. This is between the two individuals. I'll give you an example of that. When Imam Tom came, I don't know if you guys noticed, he led the salah according to the Shafi'i madhab, although he's a very strong Hanbali. He read Bismillah out loud, right? Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, out loud, because that's the predominant, even when the Imam in the morning recited in Fajr, right? He is the predominant opinion within the Shafi'i school is that you read Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim out loud, right? That's a minority opinion, but within the madhab that is. So he recited it, and I asked him, I said, why did you do that? He said, I just out of respect that since you are predominantly Shafi'i in your opinion, I didn't want it to make you feel uncomfortable, right? So the way this works is, generally, whenever the imam arrives, right, that imam shows respect not to the congregation, but to the imam's madhab, right? There's a fundamental difference here that we must understand. It doesn't matter what the congregation's madhab is. That is completely irrelevant. It's the madhab of the imam that the congregation is supposed to follow, right? Now, you don't change your madhab. And then, you know, if there's a mas'ala that is predominant majority opinion, i.e. four madhabs out of the four, three are on one opinion, right? Then you try to follow something like that, right? So he says, فَأَحْيَانًا كَسْبُ الْقُلُوبِ أَوْلَى مِنْ كَسْبِ الْمَوَاقِفِ. Sometimes winning hearts over is better than winning the moment. Ya Yunus, لا تهدم الجسور. O Yunus, don't break bridges. Don't break bridges when in these اختلافات. Don't break your bridges. التي بنيتها وعبرتها. Many of these bridges you had built and you had crossed over multiple times back and forth. Many of these bridges you had crossed over multiple times. So don't break those passages and pathways. فربما تحتاج لعودة يوم ما. Sometimes you might need to come back over that bridge one day. You might need that bridge one day, so don't break that. And then he says, "Ikrah al-khata da'iman." If it is an open mistake, hate it. You should have hatred towards an open mistake. وَلَا تَكْرَهْ الْمُخْطِئِ. And don't hate the one who is committing the mistake. This adab is one of the almost like lost adab in our time. Literally, we hate the act, but not the person committing the act, ever. Because that's not your job and my job to evaluate him. We hate that person, sorry, we hate the act, we hate the place where the act is taking place. We show that, you know, we're not happy with this particular thing, but we never hate the person. A hatred towards a person because of their actions closes the doors of any rectification. How are you even going to rectify that person? If you have khair and if you really care about that person, eventually you're going to have to build a bridge with that person. But if you have hate towards him, where are you going to begin? Which avenue are you going to take towards them? Then Imam Shafi'i, he says, Ya Yunus, intaqid al-qawla, lakin ihtarim al-qa'il. You may find faults and you may do critique. You may critique the statement or the qawl or the words that have been uttered, but always respect the one who's uttering the statement. You may critique, I disagree with this sentence of yours. But in your statement and the way you show your disagreement, you shall not show disrespect for your disagreement of the statement. Then he says, فَإِنَّ, for indeed,
مهمتان أن نقضي على المرض لا على المريض. Why? Because in reality we want to uproot the disease, not the sick person. The idea is not to get rid of the sick person. The idea is to get rid of the sickness within the sick person. So the purpose is to uproot the disease, not the the person who is sick. So this is a very famous qawl that is mentioned in Ulfa, that you know these golden rules that Imam Shafi'i laid out are predominantly very powerful for us. Every single one of them is so powerful because many of us, you would all agree, we don't have this in our societies. We don't have this within ourselves. We don't have this within our households. We don't have this within at our jobs. We don't have this so many places, right? And this is something that, you know, may Allah grant us tawfiq that we're able to do that. The person's name was Yunus al-Sadafi. He was a muhaddith. He has mentioned a lot of ahadith and stuff like that. Then another, As-Sulaymi, he mentions, وَالْأَصْلُ التَأَلُّفُ, the essence, if you want to know how do you build this affectionate bond amongst us, أَصْلُ التَأَلُّفُ هُوَ الْبُغْضُ الدُّنْيَا, it's that you hate dunya, you don't love dunya. وَالْإِعْرَادْ عَنْهُ, you stay away from dunya and every single thing that attracts you to dunya. فَهِيَ الَّتِي تُوقِئُ الْمُخَالَفَةَ بَيْنَ الْإِخْوَانِ, because 90% of ikhtilafat, somewhere, even if they may look like it's a religious ikhtilaf, it is a fundamental dispute, deep down, kahin na kahin piche, at the back, somewhere there's a connection to dunya. Someone is trying to win over someone, over some space at some place. That's the reality. So the further you are from the connection, from this dunya and everything that attracts us to the dunya, and especially myself and every single one of us, the better and easier it is going to be to love for one another. Because we will not be seeking worldly gains. We will not be seeking, oh, if I say this, you know, sometimes we calculate all of this. If I say this, no. He should call me first. I heard that, you know, Fulan is in the town, but he hasn't called me. Let me see, huh? Dekhta hun, how many days he does not call me. Why, bhai? Because we're trying to win in dunya somehow. Set in the balance. Why not? If you heard your brother is here in town, call him. What's the big deal? But it's that ego that kicks in, and that ego is what is driven, or if you were to say, what feeds the ego? It's the love of our dunya. The love of dunya that's feeding our egos. Today, most of the fights that you see, anywhere they take place, irrespective of the space and time, 90% of them will be driven by ego. And that ego is somehow going to be pegged to some form of dunya achievement, some form of one up in dunya status somehow. And sadly, this is the case of all of us. قال الماوردي, Imam Mawardi, he says, الإنسان مقصود بالأذية. The essence of insan is people are going to hurt you. محسود بالنعمة. People are going to have jealousy for any bounty that Allah gives you. فإذا لم يكن آلفا مألوفا تخطفه أيدي حاسدية. If you are not somebody who's trying to mend relationships, people will hate you so much that they will take away everything through hasad that you have. They will not leave you alive. The only choice you have is to be the nice one. Because the minute you Allah has given you all of that and you become not nice, they will be like, dekho zara, look at him, look at the car, look at the house, look at this, look at children, wives, what school. People will start talking about all of these things. So the choice you have is that you become, as the hadith we mentioned, that alifan ma'lufa. You become lovable and you love others. Right? I mentioned this last time too, and this is something that, you know, it was hard for me. You know, there are certain things in life you have learned, but you don't realize that learning, it's easy, it's a nice knowledge, nice information, but it's very hard to practice. right? And one of my teachers, he said that when I started this in 2014, 15, back in the day when I started getting full-time active and stuff like that in da'wah, he gave me an advice. He said, look, Ahmed, your job as a person who is calling people to the deen of Allah is to love everyone. Your job is you have to love everyone. You cannot, like, you have... I'm like, what if? He's like, doesn't matter. You have to love everyone. But he said, your job is also to understand that not everyone is going to love you back. So it was easy up until I came to Hamza. The first few months, it was very hard to practice that. We all know what we went through. Alhamdulillah, now we're in a very much stable position. But at that time, it was very hard to practice this, that, you know the individual that is standing in front of you is sending messages behind your back and you have the screenshots. You have the screen and he's smiling at you. And you're like, subhanAllah, like, do I tell this guy what he's been saying behind my back? Do I tell the screenshots he's like, it was such a big test, right? And one of these days, I think I came up and also said some stuff. You know, I also lost it that day. I was like, no, I am going to take it on. Like, there's no way. Come out in the public and talk to me, right? But it's a learning experience, and it was very hard. You have to love everyone, but you also have to understand not everyone is going to love you back. Once you understand that, and the second thing, once you understand the second thing, ulfa becomes, the second thing is, you know, I'll say it in Urdu and then I'll say it in Arabic for you. There's only one Arab brother here. Yemenis are Desis anyways. So you drink, you have Zurubiyan, which is almost stolen from biryani. You have Halib Adani, which is also stolen from masala chai. Like, everything you guys eat is like Desi, but you call it Arab. I don't know why. So you're telling me the biryani is your invention? Yemeni's invention? Other way around, Habibi. Yeah. Legemat. Aywa, legemat ma'adib suruman. So, I learned this. The second thing that, you know, one of my teachers said to me, and I think this is something really important for us in Ulfa, and I'll end with this. He said, jisko jitna samajna hoga na, utna hi samjhega. Like, if you want to explain something to someone, اللي يبغى يفهم يفهم على قده. You cannot increase his understanding. It's naive of you to think that I have given him 100. Why is he only taking 20? Because that is all he can take. He will not take beyond 20. It is naive of you to think that he will take 50. Jisko jitna samajh loga, utna hi samjhega. Did you get it, Ibrahim? Kind of like, this is too much. It's okay. Yeah, this is a prime example. Jisko jitna samajhna hoga, utna hi samjhega. Right? Right? Now, every person has a limit. It's not your job to increase their limit. It's an individual job, individual's perspective. If we understand these two things, inshallah, I think our life in general and everything will become... وہ سمجھے نہیں نا because سمجھنا ہوتا ہے when you say that you understand something وہ آپ کے عمل میں بھی آنا چاہیے right I know this because sometimes we have conversation I'm sorry I don't بھئی اگر آپ کو پتا ہے if you know it then why is it not in your عمل right because what has happened is since you opened this is a tangent but since you open it up this is the first time in the human history where information has become a source of distraction. So everything that we tell somebody on everything that I would say or somebody else would say or any imam, everybody knows. There's no shortage of information. Everybody knows. There is nothing, like on the Sunday Khatira, there is nothing that was new. There's nothing that was new. Every single hadith that I said, everybody knows here. But problem is that the information has become a source of distraction. And what has made it so difficult for us is what is worthwhile learning, right? And they call this the dilemma of learning of this century. That there's so much to learn. What is in that particular amount of learning? What is worthwhile learning that will actually change your impact, make an impact in your life in this dunya and akhirah? That desertion to be able to decide, to be able to have the ability to decide what is worthwhile learning, that has become very difficult. In the olden days, I'm sure in your age and stuff, very few people had general knowledge. If somebody had general, mashallah, he has so much general knowledge. Today, everything is like Siri, right? Hey Siri, right? Ibatado, hey Siri, tell us this, Siri, like everything. Any question you have, we have general knowledge. Ask Ibrahim, mashallah. He made us win the Kahoot in that retreat. There was so many questions. We had no idea he had answers of, right? Information. But out of all of that information, what is worthwhile that will actually make a difference in your life? Because then otherwise information is just a form of distraction.
Inshallah. قول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا فإنه الغفور الرحيم بارك الله فيك. Inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. We'll be see you all for Tajweed class tomorrow. بارك الله فيك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
And that one ayah would take them sometimes. Like, what's his name? Sheikh Abdullah ibn Umar. Not Sheikh Abdullah. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu. He took 9 years. So 286 ayahs divided by 9 years. 9 times 305. Right? Like, let's say 3,000. That means that average he was taking 70 days per ayah. Practice. To internalize it, right? So if you do the math, it's like it took him a while. Today we just wanna, like some people are like, "Shit, why is it too long? Just finish." It's not about finishing, and they've lost the ability to learn. And that's why for me, it's about taking things slow. It.